Good morning. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning, and someone is a lot richer this morning. We're going to find out exactly how rich. We have the director of the Illinois Department of the Lottery on the line with us. This is Harold Mays. Good morning to you, Harold.
Good morning, Wendy.
You did not go to the Speedway in Des Plaines and purchase a ticket a few days ago, did you?
No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Me neither. All right. We had an updated jackpot. Now, first of all, I want you to give us the updated jackpot, but then why did it get bigger?
Well, you know, we have sales coming in throughout to the end of the draw time. And so that's what sort of led to the increase in the jackpot at the last day.
And it's the grand total. What was the jackpot?
The last final jackpot was $1.34 billion.
All right. Who needs that much money? That should not go to just one person. Would you agree with that?
Well, I'm sure you could find out something to do with that size of jackpot if you want it.
You know, there's the lottery curse. You're aware of that, right? People who win the lottery usually have bad things happen to them. So they really should share with everyone.
I will put that out in the ether.
I will. Is this the absolute biggest prize in Illinois ever?
Yes, it is. We are in a new space now.
The winner did not come forward yet, and from my understanding, they do not have to. What's up with that?
Well, you may be referring to the ability for a player to be anonymous if they choose to. And that's if you went over $250,000, you have the option to choose that.
Okay, so they have to come forward in a certain amount of time, though, or else that will be null and void. How much time? Do you already have the person?
No, the player has not come forward yet, and so we are all eagerly awaiting on that to happen.
All right, this was purchased at the Speedway in Des Plaines at 885 East Toohey Avenue. Curious, how much does Speedway get from this winning ticket?
Yeah, you know, Speedway will take away $500,000 based on this prize.
I wonder how they're going to use that. Are they going to split it with the person that sold the ticket? God, I'm just so curious. I can't even imagine all this money at one point. And you don't have to take it all at once. You could do it. How does it work? Because who is not going to take all the money up front?
Well, there are some that choose that option, but you do have the option of getting an annuity and being paid over a 30-year time frame, or just taking the lump sum.
The lump sum is the way to go because knowing my luck, if I won something like that and I do yearly payments, like I'd get hit by a bus or something the next year, and then boom, there goes my money. What happens to that money? Do you guys get to keep it? The Illinois Lottery gets to keep it then?
No, once we give it to the players, it's on the players and whatever estate they may have set up.
Okay, and answer this. Harold Mays is on the line with us, the Illinois Lottery Director. What does the Illinois Lottery proceeds go to benefit?
Well, the primary benefactor of Illinois Lottery funding is K-12 education. So we contribute to the Common School Fund, which funds K-12 education in Illinois.
So reports that I'm getting are approximately 23 cents of every dollar spent on the lottery is returned to education and other good causes?
Yes. And those other good causes are we sponsor a number of specialty causes. We have 8 of them right now. And we issue scratch tickets to support each individual cause.
Do you play the lottery on a regular basis, Harold, or is that too personal of a question?
It's not too personal, but no, I don't play and I can't play, actually. It's against the law for me to play.
I did not know that. I guess ineligible receiver kind of thing, correct?
Exactly.
All right. Here's the thing. I don't play the lottery as often as I should. I like to give scratch-off tickets in Christmas stockings. I think that's a nice little gift to give people. Just some advice that maybe you could give us when the Mega Million drawing is up to, I don't know, over $1 billion. Is it sometimes better to maybe play the other lottery games like the Little Lotto or other things because you have a better chance of winning because everyone's going for the big one?
Well,
is there any truth to that?
No. The odds are the same for each game, no matter when you play them. And so, although the Mega Millions get a lot of attention with when the $1 billion is on the table for grabs, the other games still offer the same type of engagement and the odds for each game. So,
all right, one final thing. When the winner does come forward, can you hang on and I'll give you my phone number to pass along to them if you could do that for me, Harold? I'd totally appreciate that.
I'll do that for you one day.
Sweet. All right, thank you so much, sir. Have a wonderful day and congratulations to the Illinois Lottery because it's the biggest prize ever in the history of the lottery here in Illinois. Thank you so much, Harold.
Appreciate it, Wendy. Take care.
Oh, I wonder if they're going to give me anything, just a little bit. I mean, come on, it's $1.4 billion. It's like a couple hundred thousand.
Don't you think this person has everybody in the world that they know would be asking them for the same thing?
And I'm special.
You are. There's no doubt. But I don't know that they know you.
Yeah, I guess. Well, maybe they do. I know a lot of people in Des Plaines.
Well, then.
I'm anxious to see who it is.